Hey guys, before we get started today, I have a YouTube channel, Gamer Daily News. We've got videos there dropping, count them, 5 days a week. That's right, 5 days a week. I started this channel a few weeks ago, almost a month ago, about then I got sick, and so I've been on the hiatus trying to figure out a schedule to make it good. Finally, I'm on a schedule. We got this 5 days a week. If you want a little bit more of this, but more editorialized, what I do is I go through one new story a day, and I just give you my opinion, my thoughts, kind of dive a little bit more in depth. Go check it out, Gamer Daily News on YouTube. That's Gamer Daily News on YouTube. And let's get this show on the road. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. Xbox is going with positive gaming, Red Dead Online poker issues, and The Elder Scrolls gets a board game. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Tuesday, everybody. My name is X1. Let's do this. Xbox has made a lot of news yesterday talking about positive gaming, talking about balancing your life in gaming. Phil Spencer, the man himself, actually wrote an op-ed where he talked about Microsoft's stance on gaming and keeping it positive and making sure that people have controls to keep their kids away from toxicity that is online gaming and stuff like that. The op-ed was really good. However, I don't want to focus on the op-ed by Phil Spencer. I really want to focus today on the interview that was given by Xbox head of operations, Dave McCarthy. And he says that they have player health in mind. This is a new story coming at us from Gaming Vault. In an interview with GameIndustry.biz, Xbox head of operations Dave McCarthy said, quote, "We have to be clear in our stance that we do believe a balanced approach to a gaming lifestyle is key," McCarthy says. "We need to state that's a value of ours. It is reflected right now in the parental settings and in the family controls. We're exploring the idea over whether we would apply these more broadly across our ecosystem." Dave McCarthy was asked about gaming addiction and spoke that it is a very real thing, and they're really focused on balancing life in gaming. He says, quote, "I go back to user choice. When we do that on Xbox, and this is something Phil has been really effective at in his role, is centering us on the gamer and how choice is key for all that on Xbox. Choice around screen time, choice around the content that I want to play, choice around the services I want to have. And I think that's going to remain our philosophy versus telling people they need to go in this direction. It's more about giving people the tools to enable him." And he's talking about these tools of parental controls, screen time controls, if you so choose to put them on. I personally like that. I think that's good. I think it's good that we're having this discussion. And I think balancing your life in gaming is incredibly important. I have a whole podcast about it, the X1 Bros. If you're not listening to the X1 Bros, that's what we're all about, baby. Anyways, good on you, Microsoft. A way to have the conversation. Next story. Red Dead Online. If you finished the Red Dead Redemption 2 game and you were looking forward to Red Dead Online, you jumped in and there wasn't a whole lot there, well, it might be time to jump back in, because Red Dead Online just got in-game poker. That's right, Red Dead Online has in-game poker. However, it looks like it might be unavailable in certain regions. This is according to GameIndustry.biz. In a recent update to Red Dead Redemption's online multiplayer mode, Red Dead Online, it appears that players in certain regions cannot access one of its new features, poker. The poker games added to Red Dead Online use the in-game currency cash to play, which is not able to be purchased with real-world money. Although real-world money can be used to purchase gold for use in other parts of Reddit Online, there is no way to convert that gold to cash. Even so, a number of Reddit users have reported being unable to access the poker games, with users specifically from Argentina and unspecified countries in the Middle East weighing in on the problem. One shared an email they received from Rockstar in response to them complaining about the absence of poker. Rockstar replied and said, quote, "We are sorry to let you know that the availability of poker in Red Dead Online is dependent on regional laws and regulations and may not be available to all players," the email read. "In short, poker won't be available in countries where online gambling is restricted or illegal. We apologize if this has caused any inconvenience. I would add to that that you write to your governor or whoever it is in your country that has control over that, because that sucks." Upon reaching out to Rockstar for comment, Gaming Biz says, on the absence of poker in certain regions, Kotaku received a link to a Red Dead Online support page that cites, among other reasons, quote, "regional restrictions as a possibility for why a feature may not be available in the game. That super sucks. I'm sorry, guys. I would get a VPN and just play, change your region to somewhere that does allow in-game poker. But in-game poker is here for a vast majority of people. I'm sorry for those of you that cannot get it. That really does suck. What's better than Elder Scrolls, you ask? How about a tabletop war game set in Skyrim called Elder Scrolls Call to Arms? That's right. According to PC Gamer, the Elder Scrolls Call to Arms is a tabletop miniature adaptation where you'll lead followers into dungeons and battles with diminutive heroes drawn from the RPG. While Call to Arms is a skirmish war game with two groups of heroes and warriors trying to bash each other over the head, there is also PvP threats and narrative events promising to shake things up. A bit like fellow spin-off Fallout Wasteland Warfare, players can team up against the game's monsters, and the PvE system also means you can play solo. A two-player starter set and reinforcement sets for two factions, the Stormcloaks and Imperial Army, will launch in the first wave, focusing on Skyrim's Civil War. To lead them, you'll get Hadvar, Ralof, Ysarold, I don't know that guy, Mercurio, Joel the Lioness, Ulfric Stormcloak, he's a badass, he's in Skyrim, and that man is kind of a scary, actually, dude. And the Dragonborn's long-suffering pal, Lydia. Ooh, Lydia. Speaking of the Dragonborn, you'll also be able to field Warn, but the miniature is sold separately. While Skyrim's Civil War is the setting of the first wave, more races and characters are already planned. Future waves will expand on the Skyrim-based game, as well as delving into Oblivion, the Elder Scrolls Online, and more. Call of Arms is due out at the end of the year. That's super exciting. Anytime you get sweet miniature board game tabletop style, I am there. I don't play it necessarily. I have a lot of board games that I've purchased just for the miniatures. So good times. Elder Scrolls Call to Arms coming to tabletop Warframe or war games everywhere at the end of the year. Can you name this game? Hello, Enray. Can you name it? If you guess Kingdom Come Deliverance, boom, you're right. You win $1 million. Just kidding. I don't have $1 million, but Kingdom Come Deliverance, Royal Collector's Edition. It's unveiled and it arrives next month. This is according to WCCFTech.com. Interested in Kingdom Come Deliverance but haven't been able to bring yourself to take the plunge yet? Well, you might want to wait until next month for the release of Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition, which includes all the game's DLCs, all the updates, and developer Warhorse Studios have also announced the Royal Collections Edition, which includes an audio CD, a Blu-ray containing various video featurettes, and some physical goodies like a map, pin, and 15-inch Teresa figurine. Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition will set you back $40, so if you've not had a chance to jump in, this has all the expansions. I highly recommend this game. Super fun. Hello, Enray. When you play that game, you'll recognize that. Enray. My impression is terrible, but it's awesome. What a good game. I highly recommend trying that out if you haven't had a chance to yet. Royal Edition, all the DLC, it's there. Boom, baby. And last but not least, in a story over at IGN, Ubisoft is open to adjusting the Division 2 raid difficulty. Oh, mama. The Division 2 raid Operation Dark Hours has proven to be exceptionally hard to beat, especially for console players, but it appears Ubisoft is open to adjusting its difficulty. Reddit user Inkist posted yesterday that his team, which includes players Bloodsheet, Inkist, Tico, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, his team was the first to beat the 8-player raid on console 3 days after it went live. Joan from Ubisoft took to the thread to congratulate the team on beating the raid, to which a Reddit user criticized the raid's difficulty. To this, Joan responded, this is Joan from Ubisoft, quote, "The raid is very much designed to be the toughest challenge yet in the history of the franchise. It is built around the idea of a well-coordinated team with good communications. That said, raid difficulty is certainly feedback that we have been looking at since the release of Dark Hours, and it's not outside the realm of possibility that tweaks will be made moving forward." While it took the first team on PlayStation 4 over 36 non-consecutive hours to beat the raid, they've since been able to beat it in under 3 hours. However, PC players were able to beat the raid in under 5 hours just after Operation Dark Hours went live, and subsequent PC speedruns have managed to clear the raid in under half an hour. That's insane. That is an insane time. Well done. Although the raid is markedly difficult on all platforms, many attribute console players having more difficulty with the raid to PC players being able to use a mouse and keyboard setup and run the game at a higher, smoother frame rate. Because of this, many fans who play The Division 2 on console are calling for Ubisoft to adjust the raid's difficulty to make it more feasible for a larger percent of the fan base to be able to beat it. How do you feel about that? Have you had a chance to jump into the raid yet? For those of you who have, is it too difficult? Do you like this? Or hey, is it just people whining? Let me know over on Reddit. Don't forget, we have a Reddit page. at Gamer Daily News on Reddit. That's Gamer Daily News on Reddit. Find this story. Let me know your thoughts, concerns, your opinions, your opines. All right, that does it for this story. And that actually does us for the day, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Happy Tuesday. If you haven't yet, don't forget to head over to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. It helps us with our rankings, with our ratings. We're growing. It's insane. The past week, we have grown by leaps and bounds. So thank you very much, everybody, for your support. I love you guys. Don't forget, head over to YouTube, Gamer Daily News on YouTube, to see my editorial videos. Editorialized. I had trouble with saying that yesterday. Videos there. You'll like it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. Gamer Daily News on YouTube. Videos dropping 5 days a week. That's every single weekday. We'll see you later. Have a good one. Be here first thing tomorrow morning. Bye-bye now.